It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Welcome to Friday, the South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Always appreciate you. We'll update you as we go with that tough scene on 95. We'll have some headlines for you, too, and we'll update you as we go. And you heard in Karen's news there, kind of a different story regarding Disney. And we're not going to get into the political part of it. We're just going to fluff it up a little bit. On a more user-friendly level, there are some other changes happening at Disney and some of the other Orlando theme parks. Disney specifically, no more theme park reservations. Gave us a great excuse to catch up with these guys and this guy. We haven't talked to him in a while. It's been high time we do so. Matthew Miller from Orlando Informer on all of this stuff and how it affects us, especially what they got going on all of the parks for the holidays. Happy holidays, Matthew. Thanks for being here again.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Thanks for having me again.
A lot of changes happening. I saw this. I think some of the Disney fans, and I think you guys were reporting on this as well, as far as Disney goes, that's a big deal. Is that true? Are they going to drop this park reservation system starting next year?
So, to be honest with you, we're not entirely sure yet. Yes, there has been some information that has came out.
Right.
And there's been some groups that have been talking about different things. But in terms of formal press releases, we can't confirm or deny it yet. So I think that it is very true that there are probably going to be some big changes happening early next year.
Right.
But in terms of entirely exactly what it's going to be, I don't have a Christmas present for you just yet. But you know, hopefully soon.
Because it's not been very popular, I don't think. Most of what I've heard, and I've gone through that a couple of, you know, the reservation system, a couple of visits to Disney from, you know, this past year. I understand why they do it, but I think mostly a lot of people have been, you guys would know better than we would. You've heard a lot of complaints about it?
I would say that the biggest issue that we have heard is, if you haven't been to the parks before, you don't really know what to expect, right? If you're local, if you live in the region, you know, if you go once a year, you go to the parks, maybe you struggled with it the first time, but then you figure it out.
Right.
What we have found is, you know, my name's Joe, you know, I live in Idaho, wherever, right? Like, I live out in the Midwest, maybe, and I come once every 6 years, once every 5 years. Well, when that happens, then they're saying, well, listen, I don't know, you know, I thought I could just get in a ride. What do you mean I can't just go ride this attraction? You know, things like that. And that's where they really struggle.
Yeah, because it's a huge change for a lot of people. And they also put in that, I know that Genie Pass is the Fast Pass system that they have going on now. Is there any, overall, what are you hearing about that? Do people like the way that they've kind of incorporated that in or not? I wonder if that's one of the things that would change.
You know, it's hard to say. And the reason I say that it's hard to say is, There really are some positives about it.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be that, you know, you had to compete to get, let's say, a fast pass, or you had to run across the park to get a fast pass. And you don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
But the flip side is, when you were doing that, you didn't have to pay for it. And now you do have to pay for it. So, you know, it's kind of this, you know, free versus, you know, easy access, if you will. So some folks that loved having it free and didn't mind, you know, running across the park or didn't mind sort of competing with their fellow neighbors, say, hey, you know, this isn't too bad.
Right.
And, you know, I don't mind paying for it. But then others are like, well, shoot, I don't want to pay the extra dollars. You know, I would rather go and compete. So, you know, it kind of depends on which camp you fall in.
Well, regardless of all that stuff, no matter how it winds up being, you guys will be on top of it with Orlando Informer. But holidays presentations, you know, special park, you know, deals going on here at Disney, but Universal too. It sounds like, and I haven't been up there for the holidays yet. We're probably going to go on up in a little bit. It sounds like Universal's going all out this year.
They are. I mean, from shows to parades to special entertainment, they really have it filled up this year with, I mean, just all kinds of entertainment. And another thing too that your listeners may not be aware of is, a few years ago, they implemented this new idea called the Tribute Store.
Mm-hmm, right.
They started it with a Halloween Horror Nights. We talked about this previously during Halloween. But now they've started including it during the Christmas time as well for the holidays. So now you can go through this really neat merchandise experience where they take you through themed rooms. One of them looks like New York City. One of them looks like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. One looks like Whoville. And one is a special character they created called Earl, is north of the border. And it's Earl the Squirrel, and he's hilarious. But that's a really unique, like, it's a shopping and entertainment sort of destination combined. It's really cool experience.
It's cool how they do it too. So, you know, like if you're not expecting that it's there, you'll round a corner and then all of a sudden there's this pop-up store that's a tribute store and you're like, well, let's go in here. It's like a theme park on its own.
That's right. And it's done really well too. You know, sometimes when you go to a pop-up thing, you think, oh, I don't know about this.
But right.
The team that puts that together works really hard on it, and it's always super unique.
I keep on hearing about now. It's been full disclosure here. It's been a while since I've actually been to SeaWorld, but it seems like every other week they're coming out with some kind of new coaster going on. I know they have their own holiday celebration too, but they seem to be really focusing in on the thrill ride things and getting away from the animal attractions. Not completely, but still.
Yes, so you're exactly right. I mean, you know, they've got some world-class coasters already. You think about things like Kraken. You think about things like Mako. But, yes, they have a new surf coaster that they are wanting to open next year, and it looks super, super unique. For any of your listeners that are familiar with roller coasters, there's different types, and there is there's a type that you stand up on, and this appears to be a coaster that you stand on, but that the seats bounce up and down while you're standing to really give you the sensation that you're surfing over waves. So it's called Pipeline Surf Coaster, and it's launching in spring of 2023. So no official date yet, but definitely early next year.
Matthew, Jen's not here today, but she's the first person I thought of because she is totally against thrill rides. She's the first person I thought, how do we get her on there? That's what we have to do.
Plus, you're never supposed to stand up on a roller coaster.
Yeah, and this is like, it kind of like goes opposite your expectations. I love it. But they're taking a lot of risks with that stuff, and it seems like that they're you know, SeaWorld's a lot different than when you went 10 years ago, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, they haven't necessarily gotten rid of the shows, but I think it was very easy for them year over year to just add another show.
Right.
And what they've done now is they've added new attractions, and honestly, the new attractions that they're adding both at SeaWorld and at Busch Gardens, which is also owned by SeaWorld, they are like top-tier record-breaking attraction. You know, it's not like let's go buy some ride off the shelf that, you know, you can find at four other theme parks. I mean, we're talking about, you know, like this surf coaster. There's nothing else like that on the planet. There's other coasters that you stand up on, but there's nothing with the seats moved like that. And that's a brand-new roller coaster. You can't ride it anywhere else in the world. You know, and at Busch Gardens, Iron Gwazi just opened. The tallest, fastest, steepest, you know, it's a hybrid coaster. If you hadn't been on that thing, oh my gosh, what a wild ride. So yes, they are really, really investing in new attractions.
That is awesome. There's a lot of new stuff happening there overall, you know, and all throughout the, you know, Orlando community. And you would know better. You guys at Orlando Informer would know better than us because you're at the parks all the time and you check this stuff. Sometimes you get like early previews as well. What's your feeling just for the holiday season? And I think this speaks to Florida tourism. I mean, have they all been crowded for the holiday presentations? Has it just been packed at all of them?
Yes. I will say this. It has been busy, but I don't think we're quite to the peak yet. You know, most of these holiday offerings, Christmas offerings, they've only been going for about a couple of weeks now, depending on the park, some longer than others. But I think that now we're starting to really see the crowds ramp up. So, like, this week was busier than last week, and I'm sure next week will be busier than this week. And they will just continue to grow. And what we will find is that basically Christmas Day to New Year's Day will be the absolutely, you know, just crazy, it's packed, you know, everything's multiple hours, you know, type situation.
You know, we were just talking about Universal itself specifically. And Islands of Adventure as well, Matthew, just a minute ago. They're amazing, though, because they segue right out of Christmas stuff, and they go into their Mardi Gras stuff. That's their they're planning on that already now, aren't they? That's like springtime event.
Yes, it is. It is incredible how quickly they turn these events around. I mean, it's even funny because, you know, sometimes during Halloween, you know, the last couple of nights of that, you'll start to see, like, little Christmas trees popping up in windows as they start getting ready for the holiday.
Right.
So you're exactly right. I mean, as soon as the new year hits, you know, basically overnight, you know, the decorations start coming down. They start getting ready for Mardi Gras. And, you know, that's a really unique event as well because it lasts for several months. And, you know, there's a parade, there's concerts. You can ride on a float, which in my personal opinion is like the absolutely most unique thing you can do in a theme park in Central Florida. For those of you that are listening that don't know, there is a daily parade at Universal Orlando in Universal Studios, Florida. And in previous years, they have allowed guests to actually ride the Mardi Gras floats and fill out the beads as they are driven through the park. It's a family-friendly event, so you don't have to worry. Kids, adults, everybody's more than welcome.
Yeah, this is not exactly like a New Orleans kind of scene to get the beads.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But the flutes are directly from New Orleans, so you get to ride on the authentic thing. It's just what happens outside of that maybe isn't so authentic, right? But that's a good thing, so in a theme park. So it's a lot of fun, and getting to do that is just an incredible experience.
A lot of stuff happening, and it affects a lot of our listeners because if you haven't been yet, you're planning on some kind of, even if it's not for the holidays, some kind of trip to one of the Orlando parks or even Busch Gardens over in Tampa. So thanks for updating us. It's OrlandoInformer.com, Matthew Miller. We always talk to you every couple of months to see what's happening up there with all the parks. You can check out your website. You got deals. You got meetups. You got all this other stuff. You guys do those meetups a lot, don't you?
We do. We do, and we just announced that next year we're doing our biggest slate of dates ever. We're going to be doing 10 of them. So we got a lot of dates coming up.
Very cool. We will talk to you probably, I guess, around Mardi Gras time. I don't know. With all that said, happy holidays and enjoy the parks. Maybe we'll see you up there.
I love it. Let's ride a roller coaster sometime.
Yeah.
See you later.
I don't know about that stand-up one. We'll have to put a hold on that one. Thanks, Matthew. We'll talk to you someday soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, very cool. All right, we got some more headlines coming up next. We got to talk about the other change at Disney, though. Now that we're talking about them, this has a whole different thing. We're not talking about rides or fast passes or parks or anything else. It's about what Tallahassee thinks of them.
Mm-hmm.
Big change. And I think DeSantis had something to do with this, and so did Bob Iger. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Also online as well. And the app. Keep the app handy. It's the best way to listen. It's the best way to stay close to everything. Because everything you find on the website, you find on the app as well, including the morning show blog.
It's like having us in your pocket.
Well, that's a scary thought, isn't it? Like a little elf in your pocket.
That's right.
Hey, we've been trying to update you on, we will with the next official traffic report too, but 95 northbound has just been a nightmare all morning long. We were caught in it like as early as 4:30 this morning. So we feel you. But it's gotten even worse because they still have some lanes closed. It's pretty much the central part of the county, right?
Yeah, it's Atlantana had shut it down completely. Fatal accident. Anytime it's fatal, they're going to have to investigate it.
Right.
Happened at 4:30. Shut it down at Atlantana. Now still some lanes blocked. Takes a while to clear out one of those accidents. So damage done, delays back into Boynton.
Ugh.
It's a nightmare.
Gross. Let's just hope that gets better. Better throughout the weekend as well. It'll be nice weather. Cooler.
Should be.
Less humidity.
For the boat show. So you ever been to the boat show?
Oh, there is the boat show this weekend, too.
Yeah.
A little windy, though?
It's windy, so there's a small craft advisory. Batten down the hatches at the boat show.
Lower the sails. A three-hour tour. No, that's a great event, though.
Santa gets blown off the top.
That's another one of those things that's unique to South Florida that's just great.
Yeah. The other thing is, Bill, I don't know if you've ever been to this, but the candy cane parade in Hollywood, on the Hollywood boardwalk. Yeah, thousands of people are going to be there. It's the 66th annual candy cane parade. Mm. Apparently no candy will go uneaten either, so that we donated
there to. Wouldn't be if I was there. Guarantee you that.
Yeah, so this year's theme, a country western Christmas. Yeehaw.
Play both kinds, country and western.
Have Kevin Costner there with the whole Yellowstone crew. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
But security's going to be tight, and there's going to be marching bands, floats, handing out candy instead of throwing it to limit the trash, which is a good idea.
And the liability.
And the liability. Ow! Candy cane in the eye.
I was hitting the forehead with a candy cane. Locally here in West Palm Beach, this was last night, though. We lit up Sandy the Big Tree. You gotta have Kelly Clarkson blasting in the background, of course. That's they call it Holidays in Paradise. Last year, this is God's honest truth. You had this in the news, in fact. USA Today voted that, what they have at West Palm Beach downtown, the number one Christmas display in the country.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It is. That is big. I mean, my gosh.
It was all reader voted. So when you go down there, it's all month long. If you check it out, they have these QR code scanners.
Sure.
Like all over the place. So you can vote in person as you're enjoying the big sand Christmas tree.
So I guess it beats a Rockefeller Center.
It must have because it's a lighted display, too, they're competing with. So.
Wow.
How about that?
Yay.
Check that out. All right. When we were just talking to Matthew Miller from Orlando Informer, that was about the fluffy stuff. That was just, you know, taking the family or yourself or your significant other to Orlando, finding out what's up for the holidays. Disney itself is in the news for a different reason. And this is the most, I guess this is a good example of some of the stuff that went woke and they got rid of. Do you remember this was always the entrance?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dreamers of all ages.
Well, you don't hear that anymore, do you?
Oh, no, you can't say boys and girls.
Apparently not. That was all part of a small example, but part of the wokeness that I think Ron DeSantis, as governor, was talking about here. And when Disney itself, we all remember, and it was last April already. That's how long this has been going on. When they started to venture into fighting Florida law, and they tried to call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Remember that? It was actually the Parental Rights and Education Bill. That's when the governor stepped up and they said, well, you know what? If you're going to interfere in politics, you're not going to be able to govern yourselves anymore.
A 55-year-old law that allowed them to do it.
Living high off the hog.
I don't think they even thought of that repercussion.
No one had even challenged them. So it was a shock to Disney.
Yeah.
The repercussions are obviously, and this was probably the main reason. Bob Chapek, Bob 2.0, was pretty much let go last weekend. Bob Iger, the original Bob, is back in now. Well, guess what happens now? In a stunning reversal, it turns out that Florida lawmakers are going to let Disney govern themselves again. Well, how about that?
Yeah, well, it's you know, who's your daddy? Ron DeSantis. He put them, he grounded them, he put them in timeout, and now they're starting to right the ship and kind of get with the program. And so he's like, okay, well, then you're going to be able to come out of your room and you're going to be able to go on a date Friday night.
Pretty much. Daddy Ron. Daddy DeSantis. Because so Financial Times had the story, and this popped up overnight into this morning, and it's saying that state lawmakers in Tallahassee, now working on a compromise, and that means it's actually done, they would allow Disney to keep the old arrangement they had in place you were just talking about, Karen, with a couple of different modifications. The return of Bob Iger as Disney CEO, they say in the report, may help pave the way for a resolution. It's all coming together now.
Yeah.
Bob Iger comes back. They had, this kind of made the rounds online because it was released, the Disney town hall. He reintroduced himself to Disney employees. That was the first time where he kind of said, we're going to calm down off the, we're going to tone down the rhetoric a little bit. Then all of a sudden you have this news where they're going to, there's a resolution. They're playing nice with each other now again. I think the very first call that Bob Iger made was to DeSantis, and that's a brilliant move.
Well, you also said there's other factors involved. I wonder, in January, they put Minnie Mouse in a pantsuit, and they took away her heels and put her in these black shoes, these ugly orthopedic, she needs a prescription for them.
Oh, no.
Shoes. But she got to keep the bow.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to change back.
Can you imagine, just imagine it for a second, the phone call between Bob Iger and Ron DeSantis. Hammer everything out. We're going to, it's great. Yeah. You know, congratulations. DeSantis at the end. Yeah, you know, one more thing. I want Minnie to look like Minnie again.
Yeah. I want to see her knees.
Let's get to the real important issues.
Put the heels back on and take the pantsuit off, for God's sake. She's not Hillary Clinton.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess the takeaway is it shows you that, you know, when common sense can prevail, you can kind of hammer things out. I don't know. What I had seen the video of the town hall with Bob Iger and the Disney employees. It sounded to me like it was kind of milquetoast. It just sounded like words only. We're going to calm things down a little bit. Because he's the guy that hired all the woke executives. Maybe they really are going to hold to it, though, because they're afraid. They're, like you said, for the first time, they know there's a repercussion.
Yeah.
You know, that governance could easily be taken away again.
I can see DeSantis up there. What do we have that we can use against these people? And then they found that law. And he's like, aha! He's, well, you know, Harvard, Yale, he's an attorney. He's just like the Martha's Vineyard thing.
Right.
He knows the ins and outs and the legalities of what he can and cannot do.
And I am sure that part of the discussion, you know, Bob Iger is a smart guy and a hard negotiator. I'm sure he said, trying to remind DeSantis, listen, let's not forget how important we are to your state as well.
Yeah, but don't forget how important parents and kids are.
Right.
That's who you're catering to, and you're becoming, making them your enemy.
And they want, and if you're going to go after something that's officially and correctly called the Parental Rights and Education Bill, even though they tried to call it something else, listen, coming out of the pandemic, there was the power of the parent that became more apparent than anything else.
And I hate to tell them, but the parents are the ones with the wallet.
Absolutely.
And they're the ones paying for these passes to get into. I was just looking, though, at they're selling the 1974 passports for Disney World.
Oh, the old
on eBay.
This is an e-ticket ride.
E-ticket ride. They're like $79.
Oh, the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They haven't come that far from where they were, though, with those tickets. The same idea.
Yeah, same idea. Just electronic now.
They just haven't perfected it.
They think they have. That's why I was trying to get an answer out of Orlando Informer before about that to try to find out, are they going to drop this reservation system thing? It's been really controversial.
What's he talking about? Competition? It sounds like the Olympics now.
You have to
compete with people.
To get in line. And sounds like a fun family vacation, right? Drop the stroller. We got to run.
You left the line. No, I left my aura.
By the way, side note here, while all this is happening with the Disney announcement and all that stuff, they're raising prices again.
No.
So there's more pressure than ever to, you know,
well, they're losing
make people
money.
Happy.
They're losing money.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents said, no, we're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. All right, we got some more headlines coming up next. In a couple of minutes, too, we'll give you an update on really probably locally the biggest story of the day, 95 northbound through Central Palm Beach County. Really closer to it like Lantana.
It's been
a nightmare because they've had some blocked lanes.
You went by it first and took pictures of it. It was bad.
I couldn't get any good pictures, though, to figure out what the problem was.
Yeah.
But they're still working on it. Hopefully it's getting better as the morning goes on, I hope.
Yeah.
Because we got some more stuff to come up with coming up next. We've got more headlines as well as the grossest invention ever that Pepsi has come up with. But a listener has texted in and told us it's actually Laverne and Shirley came up with it first.
No. Thank you for letting us know.
Get that more next. Coming up next, the Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here.
And Learning Story.
News Talk 850 WFTL. It is the Self-Loader Morning Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate you so much. Welcome to Friday. We had a pretty tough start. The best news so far I've heard, I swear to God, was from Katya just there with drier weekend weather.
Love it. I love this weather.
I'm so excited about the weather. How sad is that?
No, it's good. This is why we live here.
That's true. That's exactly true. The sad news and what's been so frustrating all morning long has been the situation on 95, which has still lanes closed.
Yes.
Northbound right now?
Yes. The traffic report didn't mention it, but we still have this fatal accident under investigation. Two left lanes blocked. It's northbound 95 at Lantana Road.
Yeah.
So stay to the right, and there's still a delay on the approach back to Hypoluxo.
That's just no fun.
No. It started at 4:30 this morning, so the entire rush hour was complicated by this ride.
You're right. It went through the entire rush hour. You're right.
And
still
dealing
with it.
You're on 95 and you see some jerk go by you. You're doing the speed limit or maybe a little bit better. And they fly by you, and you know that eventually you're going to go drive past them and see them in a wreck.
It happens a lot.
They're driving so in and out of traffic, people are just out of control.
I swear to this day, I don't know if they could ever like quantify this, but the cause of 95% of accidents are tailgaters.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Absolutely.
Just you don't have to.
No. Watch your traveling distance, first of all, and you don't need to be cutting in and out of traffic on 95 because people don't pay attention, and they'll change lanes without even signaling or looking.
It's really bad. It really
is. Especially if you're a motorcyclist. Have you ever had one go fly by you in between two cars?
Oh, yeah.
It scares the hell out of me.
Sure it does.
I'm thinking, gosh.
I don't get it.
One small move and you're gone.
You're not kidding. All right, well, this is something you can find on 850WFTL.com, the Morning Show blog, which is also on the 850 app, by the way, which is the best way to go. Twitter owner Elon Musk has confirmed that Kanye West has been booted off of Twitter. His account has been suspended, probably forever, which kind of, as I think about it, makes Elon's case that he has said, I will not allow hate speech on here. I don't know why everybody's attacking me. I just want free speech. So this kind of makes his case and proves that. You can read it on the blog exactly why and see the clip of Kanye on Alex Jones's show yesterday.
And he tweeted out a Star of David that was combined with a swastika.
That's going to get you
booted. That's not good.
No, it's
not
good.
Don't do that.
And here's the, you know what? And I think this one clip from that interview he did yesterday, it encapsulates Kanye to a T. What he says at first, and if he just ended there, it's like, well, okay, I can kind of get that. I love everybody. Oh, no. Then listen to the end.
I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
Yeah.
Especially Hitler.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
No, don't do that, Kanye. My God.
And if he's just,
I'm done with him.
It sounds like he's got a ball gag in his mouth. He's got like a ski hat over his head, but on backwards because there's no eye holes.
Was that supposed to be like symbolic of people trying to silence him or something?
I don't know what it's supposed to mean. It's scary looking. I don't know if he's saying this outrageous stuff and he doesn't want to show his face as he does it. I don't know what he's doing. It's crazy.
Those two together, too. And I am sure that Alex Jones got millions and millions of hits and clicks on this thing, I'm sure, to listen to
them. That's all he's about.
I'm sure they did. But still, you can't amplify that. You just can't. And, you know, we had the example before of Antonio Brown. the former NFL player, still wants to be one, who has, you know, there's a warrant out for his arrest right now. You know, in a similar kind of way, he and Kanye are kind of similar because their behavior was just looked the other way and rewarded for most of their at least adult lives because they had value. They made money for people.
I don't know if it's mental illness or they have no impulse control, frontal lobe situation where they just they can't stop.
I think both of them now, I think it's a mental illness issue. It really is. But Kanye's just dumb.
Thinks he has an influence and he doesn't anymore. And he thinks that he has power, and he doesn't. He has no money left.
But what a shame, because he did.
He did, and that's what happened. And he just showed everyone how quickly you can lose it.
And so where do you go now? I mean, it's only
nowhere.
So many times that Alex Jones can put on his web show Kanye West, because he's off of Twitter. He's off of all the other social media things.
Trump will never speak to him again.
I hope not.
Yeah.
There was another unforced error.
See, he's like, oh, he's probably like, I've been in the Oval Office, and say so goes and knocks on Mar-a-Lago's door with some anti-Semite with him. Oh my gosh,
what a bad move that was, because it just gives
all
the Democrats
way around.
Is the Democrats ample, and you're teeing it up for them like a pinata.
Yeah,
a chance to say, see, Trump hangs out with characters like this.
He gets me.
He gets me right. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
All right, well, I don't get this whatsoever. I'm going to call this the grossest combination and the worst marketing thing. Although, you know, it's probably going to be huge, and they're already getting a lot of play off this thing today. Pepsi wants you to drink something called Pilk. It's Pepsi and milk. It's a whole commercial for it. Would you like to hear it?
Sure, why not?
They've even hired Lindsay Lohan to promote. She found work, Karen.
Oh my gosh.
It's, well, this is what it is.
Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk. Pilk. That is one dirty soda.
No, it's not. It's this.
Thank you.
Now, here's the smart part of it. It was already going online. It was already viral, apparently, where people were doing this. Like on TikTok, they were putting it in. So Pepsi said, wait a second. We'll grab a hold of this and we'll market this. How about that?
If you can put NyQuil into a chicken dish,
oh God.
You can put Pepsi in your cereal.
Well, that was just dangerous, though. That was a different thing. But super listener Ron Carnahan, thank you, Ron. He texted in through the 850 WFTL app, and he reminded me of this, and I forgot about it. He said, remember when Laverne of Laverne and Shirley used to drink milk and Pepsi?
That's right. I do remember that.
She invented it.
I forgot about it.
Not these online kids.
That's right.
So this has been around since the 70s. Doesn't make it right.
But weren't they from the 50s?
Yes.
it's like time travel. Instant coffee in a microwave and going back in time.
That's what happened. Of course, there's a promotion involved with this whole thing. Pepsi's trying to get Pilk trending for the holidays, and it probably already is. There's a sweepstakes and an ad campaign that we just played for you. If you post a photo or a video of yourself disgustingly enjoying some Pilk and cookies between now and Christmas... You will be entered into a drawing for holiday cash. $1,000 each on their website, apparently. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You got to tag Pepsi on TikTok. Of course. All gross things are on TikTok.
I don't have TikTok. I've never been on TikTok. I've never looked at it. I don't even know what it is. What is it?
TikTok?
Yeah.
Do you remember Vine?
No, I never had that either.
Quick video social media app.
Okay.
They're quick little videos.
Okay.
But this one is owned by China, and they're stealing your identity.
That's why I'm not on there.
Exactly. Good move.
Well, I'm on Facebook, moms, and my daughter's like, that's for old people.
I just got I had something in my daughter, Coley, who's 20, commented something on a Facebook post I had. She had a comment, and I'm like, you have a Facebook account?
Oh!
And she goes, yeah, well, I've had it for a while to see what's going on. I said,
yeah.
And I wrote right on there, you told me Facebook was for old people.
That's right.
She gave me an angry emoji. That's all I got there.
Angry emoji.
By the way, if you're interested, they also came up with some recipes. This is so gross.
Oh, for Pilk?
Mixing flavored coffee creamer or using wild cherry Pepsi instead of regular. You know, that's when you want to go really wild.
Oh, yeah. Pull out all the stops. Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
Oh, Pilk. Puke, more like it.
Yeah, that's very close to it. That's
but
right.
But Lindsay Lohan, she's in a... Christmas movie or something. She's
what?
She's gotten some work again.
Christmas in rehab. Hey, I don't fault her. She's kind of loony. That's all.
Stay away from the nutmeg.
Yeah.
No, not the nutmeg. The eggnog.
Well,
yeah.
Either one with her. Who the heck?
Pepsi
knows?
And eggnog.
Yeah.
What about that?
I don't know. All right, we got more headlines coming up next. We'll talk about here's something crazy. There's a new stealth bomber the Air Force is unveiling today. Shouldn't they keep it stealth?
Yes.
We don't even hear how much it costs, too. And
who's flying it?
Yeah. And what's flying it? I think your description of it a couple of hours ago was great. It's a big drone.
Yeah.
Worth billions of dollars. We got that some lighter stuff, too. Some Christmas stuff as well to wrap up with. It's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Nine.
Hey, that's a good reminder about the 850 WFTL app, by the way. You can find out all the blogs on the new stuff that Karen actually posts most of that stuff on there. And you can also listen live, and all the podcasts are on there as well. I think you put, we were just talking about 10 minutes ago, the whole Kanye fiasco. I think that's on the morning show blog. Did you deem it fit to put on there, VJ?
Yes, it's up.
All right. He was, and that's probably, you know what? That'll be like your life's fill of Kanye. You watch that, you find out what's up with him, what the controversy is, and then you're done with him. That's it. Because I'm done with him.
Well,
I don't want to hear him ever again.
You need to be done with him. Because unless he changes his course, he's just digging deeper. He's going to hit China.
China. As Trump would say. Yeah. Trump needs to stay away from him, please. I think he will, though.
Oh, he's kryptonite.
I think he got kind of sandbagged by him before, but yes. I don't know. I'm not going to justify exactly
what according to Trump,
about.
He says he showed up uninvited. So.
Okay, but who lets him in?
I know.
Like, literally, is it like, do you show up like you're caroling at the front door at Mar-a-Lago? Hello?
And then Melania answers the door. Hello?
Would you like to see my red Christmas trees?
Donald, we have guests.
Yeah.
Who is it?
There's another story you got to see out there in the headlines. Probably at some point today or over the weekend, they're going to round up Antonio Brown, the football player, because there's a warrant out for his arrest statewide.
He's on the run in Florida.
So
you know what he looks like.
You sure do. Does that officially mean we can say he's on the lam?
Yes.
Good Lord. This is a domestic abuse situation, which is not a laughing matter.
No, I'm not laughing at that, no, but he threw a shoe at his estranged whatever, and it hit her ponytail. It was supposed to hit her in the head.
I've seen two reports on this now. This makes it even dumber of a thing to do. Threw it while cops were present?
Yeah.
Could that be true?
Yeah.
Is anybody that dumb?
Well, they were present the last time he got in trouble when he was angry with his... Remember, they were there.
What the heck?
And there was video of him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was body cam stuff, wasn't it?
Yes,
man, I just don't know what's going
Impulse
on.
Impulse control.
I think the crazy people are getting crazier. They really are.
And took off his... Yeah, well, that's why they're rounding him up in New York.
Wow. Here's a different kind of story. Don't have a lot of Air Force stories, but they're unveiling today. You're going to see a lot of this on the news. A new high-tech stealth bomber.
Huh.
I thought back in the day when remember they had the stealth bomber for years and nobody knew what it looked like?
Oh, yeah.
Now they have press conferences with it?
Apparently.
What?
We're going to unveil it. Wait a minute.
The B-21 Raider can carry nuclear and conventional weapons, but it can fly without a crew.
Well, that's because everyone on the Enola Gay got psychologically blown up because when they dropped the bombs, they couldn't live with themselves. So this thing is a big drone.
That's basically what it is, with nukes. It's the first new U.S. bomber in decades. It's on track to cost nearly, are you ready? $700 million per plane.
Oh, gosh.
Who got that contract? Defense manufacturer Northrop Grumman. Six of their planes are currently in different stages of assembly and testing. What a deal that was for them.
That's too expensive for a human to fly it, so we're just going to let that go on its own.
We don't trust the humans to fly the big cargo.
Well, they say to Maverick, you're paying bills with your whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Your plane is more expensive than you.
That's really interesting, though, that's happening. You talk about an upgrade on that, but I mean, you're right. And you came up with that description. That's the best description of this thing. It is a giant nuclear drone.
Yep.
Is what that is.
A stealth giant nuclear. So you won't see it flying over Hard Rock Stadium this Saturday or Sunday for the game. After the anthem.
Was it there? I don't know. It's stealth.
I don't know. What was that?
Who knows? None of us know for sure. All right. This is the fluffy hour, and you can't get any fluffier than the royals. We call them the Markles when you're talking about Harry and Meghan Markle. My only question and concern about this new Netflix special, because they dropped the trailer last night for this thing, will this be enormously popular or not?
You know how people like to look at accidents?
Yes.
They're going to watch it.
Okay, here's the trailer. You be the judge.
Why did you want to make this documentary?
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
When the stakes are this high, does it make more sense to hear our story from us?
The stakes aren't that high. You're not that important. You created a controversy for yourself. You don't really exist in people's everyday lives when they're trying to live and work and provide a living for their families. They really think they're that important, don't they?
They also think they're victims. What are they victims of?
Themselves.
What is he protecting his family from? Who is he protecting his family from? The royal family? Well, then stop calling yourself the Sussexes.
Exactly. All of this, that's what drives, you hit it on the head. That's what drives me the most crazy about those two is it's all self-created. It's like a cottage industry of drama.
It is.
When all they had to do was be royals.
So that's why they put cameras on it. It's not a reality show, but darn it, it's awfully close. But behind the scenes of what goes on with Harry and Meghan Markle.
But she doesn't want to call it a reality show?
No, but it is a reality show with royals. So it'll do well.
Now, they've been, like, they've had a camera crew with them. It's a couple of years now, isn't it?
They were with them at the Jubilee as well. The Queen wouldn't let them into the palace, though. But it's interesting because you've got Will and Kate, the real royals.
Yes, I like them.
In Boston.
I like them.
And so they're having their Super Bowl because they haven't been here in 8 years.
Right.
And, you know, Meghan and Harry moved here. They live in the United States. So they had to one-up them, and they're going to be in New York. And they dropped this trailer. So they have in their Super Bowl for Will and Kate, and this is the halftime show.
They're stealing the thunder.
Trying to.
This is like having... the comparison would be like some sort of an announcement during your sister's wedding weekend or something.
Yes, exactly.
Because that's how awful these Markles are. And I don't care. He's lost his identity. He is now, he's not a royal, he's a Markle.
Yeah, he's a Markle. Yep. The Harkles.
Yes, let's just call them Harkles. That's what they, you know... It will be huge, though. You're right. I think it's... I don't blame Netflix for creating
this
thing.
No.
It's going to get massive downloads and views for them.
No one's listening to her podcast. I'm going to tell you that right now. It is super boring. She's got like 25 people helping her with it.
Oh, really?
You and I do our podcast by ourselves.
Yeah.
But do you remember... I'm going to date myself, but remember the Farkle family, Fanny Farkle?
Yeah, I think so. The Farkles.
Like they're like the Farkle family.
That's what... We can call them the Farkles. You can call them whatever you want. I'm just not calling them for dinner.
Fern Farkle and... Fred Farkle.
It's just such a joke, but it will be huge, and that makes me sad.
It is going to be big, but no one's watching that Casey Anthony thing, I don't think, because I haven't heard one word boo about it.
That makes me happy that people aren't going to watch and embolden her anymore.
Where the Truth Lies. I love that the headline has truth and lies in it.
That's creative.
Because it's all about lies. She's lying.
Well, I get that. All right, well, after that nonsense with the Markles, or the Farkles, or the Harkles, whatever you want to call them, let's wrap this up with a feel-good story. Once again, the power of the puppy dog. This Kansas guy is crediting his dog with saving his life.
Oh.
The dog woke him up out of a nap when his home caught on fire.
Bless his heart.
The dog's like, hey.
Hello.
Hey, can I get a treat? And by the way, the house is on fire. You might want to get up. His name is Tyler Ravel. He's talking about his dog, Monroe, saved his life. I love puppy dogs.
She knew something was wrong, and she had to get me out of there, and that's what she did. She jumped on the bed and just instantly was, like, nudging my head and whining, and like a cry, kind of, like a whimper. I think we got out in the nick of time. Just really lucky. I think if she wasn't there, I wouldn't have made it out alive. I think we take a lot for granted. All that stuff in there isn't what matters, you know? Like, it can all be replaced. She can't. Like, I can't. It is a very humbling experience.
Dogs are amazing.
A furry smoke detector.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, there's a chance maybe the dog just had to go out and it was all coincidence, but let's give the dog credit here. I don't want to be all jaded.
Yeah. That's adorable, though.
Did you ever do that thing? Because I wonder about that. Cooper's like 4 now. And did you ever do that thing with a dog? You can't do it with yours, because isn't she like half blind or something?
No, my dad's blind.
Oh, I forgot. All right, mix them up. Well, don't try it with either one of them. But did you ever try that thing with one of your pets? Not a cat, a dog, where you're like faking like a heart attack or you're hurt or something?
Oh, I would never do that.
Oh, yeah, no, try it, though.
I know.
You're on the ground, you're like, because I've done it. I was like, Cooper, help. And he walked over, and I was all excited he was going to help. He went, and he left.
He didn't pee on you, did he?
No, he smelled me twice and left.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh,
either he's smart enough to know I was faking it, or he really, truly didn't care.
Yeah, but my cat, when I cry, my animals lose it. If I'm crying, they don't like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, is it a similar sound?
They're
upset. Like summoning them?
They're upset when I'm upset, so it's funny. They're like empaths.
Little
furry empaths.
I will give Cooper credit for that as a dog. He's like, when I'm upset about something, he knows he sits next to me.
Sure.
He's
they
like,
do.
You seem to be upset. You should pet me.
You feel better.
You feel better if you pet me. I don't know. Whatever. So good for that guy for saving his own life and his dog. Good for him. All right, check out and stay close to the weekend. We're going to update you as we go on here. Hopefully 95 northbound through Palm Beach County is going to be better. Hopefully at some point here, at least before noon or something. But still worth, I guess, still avoiding because there's still a couple of lanes shut down.
Yeah, two left lanes blocked northbound at Lantana.
That's a bummer. But we promise you the weekend's going to get better. Little weekend forecast, too. Katia Hall has been telling us. If it changes, blame her.
No, but it's beautiful.
Drier, cooler weather for the weekend. It's going to top out at about 80 for both days, Saturday and Sunday, but drier, less humidity. And that's what we'd all been looking for.
A little
for,
windy out there, so be careful.
Enjoy it. Thanks for hanging out with us. Stay close to 850WFTL.com and make sure you download and get the 850 mobile app. Listen live on there. And if you're traveling too, you can take us with you wherever you go. Thanks for hanging out, Karen. VJ,
thank
great
you.
Job filling in for Diener, too.
Way to go, buddy.
Back to almost full staff coming up next week to the South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for hanging out.